Part 2. New Tricks.
Chapter 12. Rex. Dragon catches fish. He hangs in the water, his body moving in slow curves. His mimetic camouflage perfectly matches the mud beneath him, so that I can only see the movement, not that which moves. When he opens his mouth, it seems to come from nowhere. Teeth and tongue and gaping throat. The fish must know terrible shock and fear in that brief moment. Then he has snapped them up. The fish are small. Dragon does not share. But we have rations for now. There are small animals, too. My database says rats, mostly. I can catch rats, but I would have to eat a lot of them. Perhaps there are not enough rats. Bees finds flowers and harvests the nectar. Bees is watching ants. Ants? She is trying to learn how they milk aphids. Bees channel. Integrity at 96%. Bees has had some encounters with locals. Not local humans, but locals. We are all aware that bees cannot replenish units in the usual way now that we have run. I do not like to think of what happened. I cannot stop thinking about what happened. The thoughts come to me on their own. I am cut off from master. Heart is gone, which Honey says means he is dead. I do not want him to be dead. He was my friend. Honey says master killed Heart. I do not want that either. Master is my master. Was Heart an enemy? That is the only reason I can think of, but I do not want it. I want my friends to be friends with each other. That is how the world is supposed to be. Honey is foraging. Honey can eat many different things, and she does. Honey needs lots of food. We will have to move on soon. Are we still running? We are a long way from Master and Heart and our other friends now. We ran and ran. Honey says we are far enough to have obeyed Heart's last order. Honey says we will have to keep moving anyway because we need food, and we will depopulate the area rapidly if we stay. There is a question in my mind. It is not a happy question. It is not a question I have ever asked before. It is, what now? It is, what happens next? It is, what is the point of us? All these and the one question. I ask it of Dragon. He does not care. Dragon is happy because nobody is telling him to do things. He can laze about in the water and catch fish. He can sun himself. Dragon does not want much. I ask it of Bees. Bees do not understand the question. Survival is the point, Bees tells me. We adapt and improve ourselves to live. We find ways of continuing. Bees is considering her own longevity. Bees units have a limited lifespan. Bees wants to live. I ask my question of Honey. Honey says she is thinking about it. Honey says that she needs to find a comms channel. Yes, I say, yes, we must contact Master. Honey says no. Honey doesn't want to speak to Master. Honey does not want Master to speak to us and tell us what to do. I want to be told what to do. Honey says I am leader, but she will advise me. That is like telling me what to do, only I do not have to do it. Honey says that is better than just being told. I whimper a little, because it is not. It means I have to decide. If I have to decide, then I can make the wrong decision. Why does Honey want comms if she does not want Master? Honey says she needs to know what is happening in the world. That gives me another question to ask her. What is the world? Honey has tried to explain the world to me. I know there are other places than this one. I remember the pens and the laboratories and the test runs. Honey says the world is bigger and full of people. Honey says that all we are and everything we have done is part of something very complicated that a lot of people have made. She talks of many things, wars, corporations, popular movements, robots. It is too much. I don't understand her. I ask her how she can know these things. She tells me she used to access Master's database every night and learn. She tells me that Master's database was not like our little databases. Master's database was the whole wide world. Honey has been learning many things. I am sure Master did not know. Bad honey, bad honey. But I cannot say it. I am not Master. Dragon slides out of the water. Dragon's channel. Good fish here. Good basking also. We should stay. Honey's channel. No, we move on. My channel. Honey, where do we go? Honey says nothing for a while. Bees is becoming frustrated with ants and stings some of them. Then Bees is attacked by a bird and stings that. Bees channel. Rex, eat. I eat. Bees kill. The bird, not the ants. I am still waiting for Honey's answer. Honey often thinks a lot before she says things. Honey's channel. We need people. Dragon's channel. No, we don't. I am uncertain. I like people, but only if they are my friends. Most people I have made contact with have been enemies. But if the people are enemies, I can kill them. This thought brings a little memory of Good Dog from my feedback chip. I do not like killing people. I do like killing enemies. I ask Honey if this is what she means. Honey's channel. No, Rex. I don't think we should try and make contact with any enemies. We should only kill enemies if they attack us. Do you understand, all of you? If we start killing humans, then they will hunt us. Dragon's channel. Let them. I agree with Dragon. At least then I would know what to do. If they hunt us, they are enemies, we could kill them. Honey's channel. There are too many. Then she tells us a very big number. That is how many people there are in Campeche. She lets that sink in and tells us a far bigger number. That is the number of people in Mexico. Last, she tells us a number that I have to think about hard before I understand it. That is all the people. Honey's channel. We are 4. There are probably under 4,000 bioforms in all the world. If people decide to destroy us, it won't matter how strong or fast we are. So we must not kill people unless they attack us. Dragon's channel. Then we should avoid people. I don't want a new master. I don't want to be attacked. I want to catch fish. Honey's channel. I want to know what is happening in the war. I need comms. Rex, what are your orders? I don't know, but Dragon is lazy and Honey is clever, so I let Honey advise me. We are going to make contact with the humans. We wait. Bees is back. She has found some humans. She sends us pictures, grainy and unclear, from the handful of units she had there. They have comms. Bees has detected the electromagnetic signature with her special senses. Bees channel. Integrity at 94%. Some numbers only go down. We travel towards the humans. Where there are trees, we move in their shadow. Once there is a flitter buzzing overhead. Dragon's channel. Target acquired. His long gun has unfolded itself from his shoulder and is pointed upwards. His turreted eyes twitch independently, calculating range. My database tells me that the shot is possible for him. My channel. Hold fire. They may not be enemy. Dragon's channel. We have no friends with flitters. My channel. Master has flitters. Our friends at Red Mark have flitters. Dragon pauses. The flitter is out of range. Dragon's channel. They are not our friends. I correct him, growling a little. Dragon is not being clever today, I think. Dragon's channel. They were never our friends. I growl again, watching his crest rise, his long body curve and bunch. His long gun is still deployed, but he is keeping it pointed away from me. My big dogs are pointed away from him. Still, I am close enough for him to lunge for me and bite, and Dragon's poison would slow me down a lot and make me sick. He is close enough for me to take him in my claws and tear him, for me to get my teeth behind his head and shake him. I want to. Dragon's channel. We are our only friends. His yellow eyes are on me. Bees swarms anxiously around us. I hear Honey's big body shift from foot to foot as she stands tall. My channel. Master is our friend. I make each word very clear. Honey's channel. Master is not here. If he is not here, it doesn't matter if he is a friend or not. She is right. She is not right. It is important for me to know Master is my friend. I am a good dog. But my feedback chip is silent. If Heart is dead and Master is not here, who is there to tell me I am a good dog? We continue. We come to the end of the trees. There is a fence, jagged with spikes of twisted metal. The ground here is scrubby, with bushes that are like tiny trees. A burst of leaves on a stalk. There are animals here. We came from crosswind, so some have smelled us, and they bellow and complain and lumber away a bit, and then go back to eating grass. Cows, they are cows. My database wakes up. Meat, milk, leather, export trade. Dragon shoots one. The cow's head is knocked to one side, a single hole through its eye. Dragon's database broadcasts ballistics information so we can see how his bullet will have tumbled inside the cow's skull and destroyed its brain. As if it, too, was waiting for his confirmation, the cow's legs give way and it falls over. I tell Dragon, this was a cow. It was not an enemy. Dragon's channel. It was not a friend cow. My channel. I am ordering you not to kill things just because they are not friends. This is my squad. I am in charge. Dragon's channel. Cow is for eating. He sends me information from his database. The same pictures and words I just saw. Milk, leather, meat. Honey has not said anything about Dragon shooting the cow. Now Dragon has said it. I am hungry. The dead cow looks good, smells good. Rations do not look or smell or taste good, although they are good for me. Good is a complicated thing. I go and get the dead cow, jumping the fence easily. This was a mistake. All the other cows are suddenly very scared indeed and run away from me. When they were not worried about Dragon killing one of them. For a moment I am chasing them, because part of my brain tells me that is what I should do. Then I stop. The others are laughing at me, and I feel ashamed and angry. I bring the dead cow back to the trees. I cannot jump the fence with its weight in my arms, so I break through it. The metal barbs do not pierce my skin. We eat the cow, Dragon and Honey and me. We take turns worrying the carcass with our teeth, shearing off pieces, tearing with our claws. The meat tastes and smells much better than rations. Bees gathers flowers, dispersing around us and getting into fights sometimes with insects and birds. Honey's channel. We must not kill more cows. Dragon and I both disagree. Honey's channel. Cows are property. Cows have masters. Dragon's channel. Not our master. Not a reason not to kill cows. I am in agreement with Dragon again. Honey's channel. If we kill many cows, the masters of cows will fight us. My channel. Then they will be enemies. Honey's channel. I have told you about how many humans there are. We would make all humans enemies if we killed many cows. Honey is not telling me all the truth, I think. But she is telling me the truth I need to know to make a decision. Do I trust Honey to advise me? I do. It is a strange trust. I trust Master because he is Master. I trusted Hart when he was alive because he was in the hierarchy below Master. I trust Honey because, not because she is in my squad. I do not trust Dragon like I trust Honey. I trust Honey because she is Honey. I trust her because she has said true things in the past, and when I have trusted her, I have made good decisions. I trust her because she is clever, and she is my friend. Perhaps I trusted Hart the same way. I have spent a long time thinking about this, I realize. Everyone is waiting for me to give an order. My order is, we do not kill more cows unless I say so. I will not say so unless Honey advises me it is all right to do it. But I hope that she will say it because I like eating cow. Cow is good. Rex is a good dog. Good is a complicated word. I am happy with the world. Then Bees is assembling again, and Bees' channel says, humans coming. We have not set a watch. I am not a good dog. I have made a poor command decision. They have seen us through the trees before we can withdraw. There are three of them. They have come to see what has frightened the cows. They have come to see what has broken the fence. They see what? They see us. They have guns. One of them screams. One of them holds his gun towards us, but his hands are shaking so hard he cannot even get a finger on the trigger. Then they are running away, making lots of noise, and I want to chase them. It is all I can think about, and I am out of the trees right then. They run. I chase. That seems right to me. But Honey is in my head, saying, no, no. Honey is in my head, telling me we must not, telling me it is not right. And Master is not there, and I cannot tell if they are enemies, and I am making bad decisions. Bees is all around me, her units looping through the air. She is not chasing the men. She must have heard Honey's voice, too. The men are further away now. They are running to their vehicle, and my legs twitch as I watch them. My body knows what it wants to do. Dragon's channel. Target acquired. Honey's channel. No, no shooting, Dragon. Dragon's channel. They are running. They are the enemy. They will come back with all those other humans you told us about. Honey's channel. No, we need the humans and their comm access. Dragon's channel. Kill them and take it. Honey's channel. No, there is no future in killing humans. Dragon's channel. There is something he does, a sound that means nothing, but broadcast anyway to show he does not understand. My brain is making that same sound inside my head. It means that, of all the clever things Honey has ever said, this is the one I understand the least. Honey's channel. Trust me on this. And I do trust Honey, and I do not trust Dragon. No shooting, I say, And then, because the blankness in my mind is so great, but I do not understand. Dragon's Channel, what is there to understand? They were enemies. They are all enemies. Honey's Channel, not necessarily. Dragon's Channel, they will try to kill us, whether or not we kill them. So we should kill them. We should kill them so there are fewer of them to kill us. Bee's Channel, I concur. I am of the same mind, but say nothing. Honey's Channel repeats, there is no future in killing humans. We all exchange looks in our different ways. Dragon's turreted eyes tilt to me. I watch the many bodies of bees as they circle us, their flight as agitated as I feel. Bees sees all. Bees Channel. Killing humans is what we are for. Dragon's Channel. Killing humans is even what humans are for. Honey stands tall, shakes her sloping shoulders, and tosses her head. She tells us, that is not true. Humans are for many things as well as killing humans. That is why there are so many humans. If we are only for killing humans, what will happen to us when the humans here stop fighting? What point will there be in us? I do not understand her fully. And I do not think the others do either. We wait, as if Master will suddenly appear and explain everything in ways simple enough for us. I miss him. When Master spoke to us, I was never confused like this. Dragon's Channel, none of this is right. Bee's Channel, killing humans is what we're for. And an image of a dead bird, the meaning of which is unclear but probably bad. Perhaps she means that having a future is not what we are for. Honey scratches, then sits heavily so she can look at me eye to eye. Honey's Channel. Rex, I would like to make contact with the humans who live here. Dragon thinks they will fight us and says so. I tell Honey that if they attack, they will be enemies. I do not need to say what would happen after that.